Hi, this is a question for Mr. Robert Montgomery, Robert Montgomery. Mr. Robert Montgomery is here for a follow-up evaluation at Advanced Pain Care today on 12/22/2023. He was initially involved in an automobile accident as a T-bone on the driver's side while he was driving a Chevy Trac vehicle, which is a SUV. The impact happened in Waterford near Dixie Highway and Walton Road. It caused him total of the car as well as headaches with history of loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, tremendous anxiety, stress, difficulty sleeping, and also pain syndrome, which affected his neck with radiation to the left arm, front and back, also lower back, with radiation to both posterior part of the buttocks and legs up to the knee. He also reported pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7, with the inability to forward flex and abduct beyond 110 degrees. The patient has undergone treatment. MRIs have been done. It is found that the patient has a herniated disc at C23, C34, C45, bulging disc at C56, C67, C71, as well as a herniated disc at T11 and T12. And for the lumbar spine, there is a disc herniation at L5S1 and L4, L5 facet joint hypertrophy. The patient reports the same issues that have been present since the beginning, pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7, neck pain and lower back pain is reported to be between 8 to 9, with radiation to the left arm, front and back, as well as ongoing pain in the left shoulder. Lower back pain is reported radiating to the buttocks and the posterior part of the thigh up to the knee. ADLs are affected 8. The rest of the ADLs system review, the additional history, substance abuse and compliance histories from the records. He does report 70% improvement with the current pain management protocol. So far, this injection, no interventional pain procedures have been done. He's only taking conservative treatment and physical therapy. Now reporting severe pain in both the knees and difficulty in walking to the tune of 7. Although he has no recent fall, and patient reported that he has a difficult time going up and down the stairs. In the physical examination, please mention that the blood pressure is 123/91 and pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam it still is the same from previous visit, which is dated. Dictation number 1108-0142. And physical examination may mention both the knees have a mild tenderness, peripetalar. Other than that, no other positive finding, no swelling, erythema. And the collateral ligaments are intact. Anterior-posterior test is negative. Steinman test is negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. Possibility of meniscus tear is there. The diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue the medications, which is Furoscide 1 or 2 for headaches, 6-hourly PRN, lidocaine ointment, topical pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief, as well as Mobic as 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix is provided for the stomach protection. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for neuropathy, radiculopathy. He's also ordered a physical therapy 3 times per week to continue. We still reminded him to provide a PT evaluation. He's going to first rehab on Linden Road. He's also trying to make an appointment with Dr. Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L, the spinal surgeon, for whom the records have been sent along with the MRI as a consultation for surgical candidates, especially for the neck area. After this evaluation, patient will be scheduled for interventional pain procedures. He remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation for now. He's being provided antivert 25 milligram 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for dizziness. In addition, patient is being provided an injection to the both knees and the left shoulder to the supra and infraspinatus and intra-articular. The procedure of injection of the bilateral knee intra-articular is as follows. Indications are ongoing pain, difficulty walking upstairs, sitting on the floor, and inability to walk a long distance, constant pain. It was not present in the beginning as severe as it is now, and the pain has worsened, and initially the pain was reported to the right knee. Now it is affecting both the knees. The patient doesn't remember if he hit into the dashboard, but the pains have been distinctly present. The injection to the bilateral knee intra-articular is being provided to control the pain and some healing. The procedure for intra-articular knee for left and the right side is done according to the protocol. The next procedure is intra-articular of the left shoulder. The medical indications are the patient has an ongoing pain in the left shoulder, inability to lift his arm beyond 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and the MRI finding of tendinosis of supraspinatus tendon is present in the MRI that is done on 3/16/2023 at McLaren Health Hospital. There is a intrasubstance tear into the supraspinatus. There is also a AC joint degenerative changes and causing a mass effect on the supraspinatus muscle and tendon. There is also a small amount of fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa. And there is a cystic degenerative changes of the greater tuberosity in the MRI. The procedure was done according to the protocol for intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. The next procedure that was done was injection of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. Indications are MRI-based and symptom-based to relieve the pain. Patient has a consistent pain in the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon area at the attachment to the humerus tuberosity, and hence an injection is being provided to bring relief and heal the area and avoid surgery and decrease the need for pain medications. The patient is being provided the injection to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon according to the protocol. Thank you. Please make a note that the patient is taking amlodipine 10 mg, lisinopril 10 mg, and gabapentin 600 mg twice a day, baclofen 500 mg twice a day, meloxicam 7.5 mg, Ambien 10 mg at night. He's also on amoxicillin for recent surgery that was done for his prostate removal, and he's on oxycodone from his primary care doctor. Thank you.